Module 10. The letter grades. First listen and then answer the question below. Does the letter grading system have E now? And why? When it comes to the letter grade on your test or homework, you might notice that there is no letter E. Have you ever thought about why that is so? In the A, B, C, D and F grading system, the first four letters are typically considered passing grades. An F in this system simply stands for fail. The word fail happens to start with the letter F, which seems to leave out the letter E. The first college in the US to use a letter grading system, which is like the one we use today, is Mount Holyoke College. In 1897, they began to evaluate the students by using the following grading scale, with inclusion of E instead of F. A. 95 to 100%, excellent. B. 85 to 94%, good. C. 76 to 84%, fair. D. 75%, barely passed. E. Below 75%, failed. Gradually, the letter grading system became more popular throughout the U.S. However, many schools decided to change it by dropping the E grade, and going straight to F. There is no evidence to really support this, but one possible explanation is that teachers were worried that some students and parents might mistake E for excellent. Why do we have letter grades? Well, part of the reason is that they made grading simpler during a time of great change for schools. As the 20th century began, growing cities and an increase in immigration led to larger school classrooms. Most teachers at that time thought that this new letter grading system was an easy, fair, and clear way to grade students. Today, more and more people argue that letter grades don't fully reflect student learning. However, as teachers try to improve grading methods, many parents continue to favor the letter grades they got as kids. They are familiar and easy for parents to understand. Although they might not be perfect, the letter grades probably aren't going to disappear soon.